Good evening, and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN-FM, listener-supported community radio. Tonight, we bring you two plays, both written by local playwrights. We begin with Moraine Creek by Carla Jackson. We find ourselves in a wild part of Alaska. There's a fly fisherman and waders casting into the river. Not far away, standing behind him, a woman who, well, she looks rather bored.
Why did you say I wouldn't need a hat today?
It looked like a nice day. I didn't think you'd need a hat smashing your hair.
Oh, please. You've been to this place a dozen times. Don't tell me you didn't remember the high elevation, the wind blasting off those snow-covered mountains, the tundra, for Christ's sake. Really, Cal, I've been in a state of near hypothermia all day. By the way, I noticed you brought your hat.
I always keep my hat in my fishing vest. You know I can't risk getting my ears cold.
I can't believe you. I always thought men were supposed to protect their wives. You know, make sure they're comfortable, make sure they're happy, make sure they're warm.
Sorry. Hey, look at this. Did you take a look at this? Hold up a second. If I can put it behind that ripple, yeah, right about there.
Cal, we're supposed to be back at the plane. Frank was emphatic about that. He was worried about the weather.
Oh, big fish, giant boat, biggest of the day. Quick, grab my camera. The light is perfect.
No, Cal, we've got to get back. It's not like we're the only clients Frank has out here today. Bob and Phil must be wigging out. You know how those old fart control freak guys are.
They'll understand when they hear about this fish. Just one photo. Get some lipstick on. Jeez, he's huge. Oh, damn, lost him. That was a monster.
Okay, let's go.
One more cast. What the hell are they eating? This light is amazing. And it's got the fish all agitated. Look at him rising. Ah, here. I bet this is it.
Cal, I can't believe you. Do not tie another fly. It's time to go. Frank wanted us back by now.
Gee, Susie, it's only 4 o'clock and we've never left before 6. Relax.
Okay, were you there this morning at breakfast when they were discussing whether or not we should even fly in here? There's a big storm coming, remember? Frank is worried about it, and he said we absolutely had to be back at the plane by 4.
My God, Susie, stop being such a bore. Look at this place. Look at these friggin' fish. Oh, there it is. Come to Papa Big Fish. Big fish.
I'm a bore. We come to this fabulous, pristine Alaskan wilderness, and all you do is fish, fish, fish. There's more to life, you know. We could be hiking, exploring this gorgeous place. We could be having sex in the tundra. But no, here you are, flogging the same piece of water over and over and over.
I told you, we can't go hiking here. Too many grizzlies around, and we don't have a gun. Brush your hair. I want a picture of this hog. Look at that color.
No, damn it. We have to go. And in case you haven't noticed, we've been fishing right along grizzlies all day, without a gun.
Our fearless Mr. GQ magazine fishing guide, Dan, has a gun. Oh, big fish! Ooh.
Dan is half a mile away, back at the plane and waiting for us.
Susie, shut up and get ready to hold this fish. I can land it. And those grizz won't bother us near the river. They're fishing, too. It's a professional courtesy.
Oh, now that's rich.
Listen, the only reason we can afford to be here in the first place is because of the photos I sell. Just get my camera and spruce up. You're thrashed. Come on, you big devil. Look at him. Jump.
I look thrashed? Thank you very much. Because I've been freezing my ass off all day in howling, icy wind. With no hat, thanks to you.
Here's what I think. I think the hangover from staying up all night playing drinking games with Dan has a lot more to do with you looking like dog crap than the wind, don't you think? What exactly were you doing all night, Susie? Hey, grab that camera. This dude's bigger than the last one.
No, we don't have time to torture fish. I'm not posing with your fish anymore today. So please, just let the poor bastard go.
Susie, for the last time, in fly fishing, we release the fish. We don't let them go or throw them back. We're not bait fishermen.
Great. Let's argue about semantics and your superiority while the storm rolls in and the plane leaves without us.
Oh, Dan, there he goes. Let's see here. What should I try this time? So, you didn't answer me. What were you doing all night, Susie Q? I got up at 3 a.m. and went to the lodge, but you were nowhere to be found.
Oh, really? You were up looking for me? I find that hard to believe. You had only eyes for your pillow last night. Sorry, but I get sick of watching you fish all day, listening to your fish stories all through dinner, and then watch you instantly fall asleep right after dinner. Like I said, there's more to life.
When you say more to life, you mean like Dan? You do realize he's about 12 years younger than you, Susie.
Oh, get over it, Cal. Some people actually think your wife is fun to hang out with. You might try it sometime.
Oh, my God. Big frickin' fish. Giant ball. Don't get the camera, Susie. Woo! Big fish.
All right, Cal. Bye. I'm heading back to the plane. Take a look at those dark clouds moving in. And we're now 30 minutes late.
I can't believe you, Susie. This is the fish of a lifetime. Please, as soon as I land him, we'll just get one photo and go. With this light and the size of him, you'll be on the cover of another fishing mag this year.
Forget it, great white fisher boy. The last fish you wanted to just photograph and go died of shock after 45 minutes of me lifting him out of the water and smiling at him. You're on your own.
Great, Suze. Thanks for your support. By the way, you look like an extra frumpy olive oil in those waders.
What did you say?
Olive oil. I can totally see why they called you that in high school.
Oh, ass.
Woo! Oh, big fish!
Where you been? Where's Cal? Weather's going to hell so fast, I'm not even sure we'll get out of here with all that chop on the lake. Where's Cal?
I couldn't get him to stop fishing.
What? Well, where the hell is he?
He's way back there at the Striker Riffle, I think you call it. I've been trying to get him to come back here. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Striker? All the way back there? We gotta go. We do not want to spend the night out here.
Frank, want me to run and get him?
No, Dan. No time. Everyone, hop in, get your seatbelts on. Get him on tight. Maybe he'll show up before we take off.
Think we ought to leave him some supplies?
Yeah, good idea. And I think there's a sleeping bag in the storage compartment. Grab it and that waterproof box with the matches and freeze-dried food. God help the crazy fool.
Maybe a gun, too.
Sure. Put that stuff on the ground. Let's get out of here.
I hope Cal gets to this stuff before the bears do.
Everyone belted in. Get ready for Mr. Toad's wild ride. It's going to be one bumpy son of a bitch out there. Anybody see Cal?
No.
Nope. I'm looking, but I don't see him.
Don't bother, guys. He's not even close.
Hang on, everyone. Here comes the roughest takeoff of your lives. Everyone okay back there? We're gonna pass over Striker in a sec. Look for Cal.
I see him. He's in the river, fishing. See? He's walking along those willows on the edge of Jump Riffle.
Wait, what's that? Bob, can you make anything out with those binoculars?
Looks like a couple of grizzly cubs in the willows.
Is Mama around?
There's Mom, on the other side of the river.
She sees him. She's coming across, heading straight for Cal.
Oh, jeez.
Frank, can we buzz her? Scare her off?
Hell no. Even if I could get down there in time, the wind would dump us in the river.
Oh, God.
What? What is it?
It's too late. The bear. The big one has him.
Don't look, Susie.
Oh, God, please help him. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I tried to get him to come in. I really did.
Suze, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, you know what?
What?
I'm the sole beneficiary of Cal's generous life insurance policy. I mean, the never have to work again kind of generous.
What?
Dan, have you ever been to Costa Rica?
We hope that you enjoyed Moraine Creek by Carla Jackson. Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN are proud to showcase local acting talent. In this play, Susie was played by Terry Orwig, Reagan Reagan played Cal, Ian Dalziel played Dan, Bob Christensen was Phil, Jim Dowling was Frank, and Dickie Magadoff played Bob. Our next play is Shut Up and Drive by our own Jim Dowling. Just off a small two-lane highway in Nebraska, two young hitchhikers are waking up to the new day.
Hey, sunshine. You did some serious tossing and turning last night.
Sorry, Chad. I had some very weird dreams.
Toke? Might help.
I'll pass. Guess a steaming cup of vanilla latte is out of the question.
Afraid so. Your dreams. What's that about?
I've forgotten most of them.
About our trip, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And they all had one thing in common.
We don't reach San Francisco?
Nope. Something happens every time. Car runs off the road. Someone steals our backpacks. We get arrested by a crazy cop. Oh, yeah. In one, the car we're in drives into a sinkhole. Crazy dreams.
Hey, nice thing about dreams. They're just dreams. That's all.
If you say so.
Confession time. You're not alone. I had a strange one, too.
You? The guy who goes comatose a half hour after the sun goes down? Takes a bullhorn to wake up in the morning?
I dreamt we caught a ride with one of those urban cowboy types. Pointy snakeskin boots, the coiffed hair, a silver belt buckle the size of a dinner plate. He was driving a big, shiny Dodge Ram.
Ooh, tell me more. You know my thing for big trucks, tight jeans, and polyester. My bad. Go on, tell me about the dream.
You would have loved this guy. At first, he's Joe Charmer, lays it on real thick. Couldn't quit telling us how he envied what we were doing, you know, the whole spiel. Seeing the country, being adventurous, following our dreams. Seemed like a great ride. Watching a ton of miles slide into the rear view. Then, out of the blue, he slows down and takes a side road. Some god-awful place in the desert. He stops and cuts the engine. You get all upset and start yelling, "Hey, what's going on?" Then the guy, he pulls out a gun. No warning. Pulls it out, points it at us, says he's going to rid the world of homeless vagrants. We tried reasoning with him, begged for our lives, but he wasn't listening.
So he kills us?
No. I woke up, sweating, practically hyperventilating.
Jeez, I thought mine were bad. That's one sick dream. You ought to write that stuff down. You could be the next Stephen King. I'm not kidding.
You see that? Dude flipped us off.
Sit down, Chad. He's gone. Long gone. He can't see your middle finger.
What is it with these idiots? I've been thinking, Amy. There's always Greyhound. We could splurge for a couple of tickets in Denver. It's not that far.
What? Because of a dream? What happened to the spirit of adventure? You're always saying that thumbing is the best way to see America. Really get to know the heart and soul of this country. Those are your very words, Chad. I hope we're not going to let some dream cram us into a tin box on wheels, packed elbow to elbow with a bunch of sweaty people peering out of tinted windows at a blurry landscape. Not what I signed up for.
Are you finished?
I'm not caving into fear. That's all there is to it.
Can't we be cautious, as in getting there in one piece?
Sure, but fair warning, if we end up on one of those buses, I'll be doing some serious time in the nut house. Let's hope it's somewhere near the ocean and they have lots of crayons. I wanted to draw seagulls all day.
As usual, you win. We hitchhike. Let's change the subject.
Agreed. Be done with the negative.
You mean the rain, sucky food?
Ticks, suspicious cops, dirty underwear, peeing in the woods, not to mention beer cans flying from pickups.
Ah, the romance of the road.
Hey, let's get rolling. Sun's up. Let's put some distance between us and Mingo. California, here we come.
You surprise me.
Get used to it. My grandma Ellie, you never met her, but she said something I can't get out of my head. Amy, she said, make sure you don't leave this world with things undone. Things you shied away from because of doubt or fear or the mystery of it. Go for it, girl.
Words to live by.
She was the best.
Sure you don't want any? One toke?
I'm going to keep a clear head today.
You know what I'd like? Really like to see coming down this road right about now?
No idea, Chad.
One of those sleek, air-conditioned highway cruising buses.
Let me guess. It's got some rock star's face painted on the side. Make that Axl Rose.
Yeah, yeah. And it pulls over to pick us up right here.
The bus door slides open, and Axl yells, "Hey, you two, needin' a ride?"
Hey, I like that.
You were. It's pretty obvious. Knew it all along, but I ignored the warnings.
Was what?
Dropped on your head as a small infant.
Oh, you love me. You can't help it.
Someone's got to keep you grounded.
No, we need right now this morning.
What do we need?
To get picked up by someone doing serious miles. Not another guy headed to the hardware store for tile grout or lonely blue-haired casino widows cruising the back roads in Cadillac convertibles. God, choke me with a lilac.
That was too weird. You remember the farm boy?
Do I? I'm just saying, if you got the gas money, I could take you all the way. I'd do that. Ain't nothing here for me.
I can sure relate.
What do you mean?
I mean, I felt bad for him. Boxed in, no future.
Hey, the kid was a ride, a good one. He got us to Omaha. He'll survive. He'd probably end up doing whatever his daddy done.
He was us, Chad.
Us?
You and me. Everyone who wants more than doing what their daddy done.
I'll take what daddy done. Any day. 6 figures, guaranteed.
Until the mill or the assembly plant or the mine shuts down. What daddy done is history. Gone overseas, China or Mexico.
Well, this daddy's heading to California. Things are going to be a whole lot different.
Think so? Seriously, Chad, what's going to happen to us?
Starting with our next ride, good things. It'll be Mr. Heartache. Some guy breaking up with his girlfriend, wants to leave it all behind. Go west. Needs someone to talk to on his long trek into the unknown.
That's good. Write it down.
He'll drop us off at Golden Gate Park.
Where we'll take selfies, feed pigeons, ride a cable car. Oh, and here's a novel idea. Search for gainful employment.
What's wrong, Amy?
I'm a little depressed. There's something about this stretch of road. I don't like it here. Oh, geez, Chad, don't look, but there's one nasty-looking bug drilling into your arm.
Oh, damn! Deer fly.
Car, here comes one. Put that out.
Nah, he's not pulling over.
He is pulling over. Get rid of it, Chad.
You two okay? Some kind of trouble?
Trouble?
Well, it looked like you were...
Sir, no trouble. We're hitchhiking.
I see. Well, you know, I'm not going all that far.
Every little bit helps.
Just down the road, a mile or two.
That'll work.
But it's Cedarville. That's where I turn off.
Cedarville it is.
Okay, backpack's ought to fit. Just scoot that stuff aside. One of you can sit up here.
Chad, you take the front.
Yeah.
That you two I've seen camping behind the ballpark last night.
Yeah. You were the guy waving the flashlight around.
Yeah, that was me. I go out there after the games when everybody's gone. You know, just poke around a little. See what people's left behind.
Find anything interesting?
Interesting? You wouldn't believe, young lady, the things people leave behind.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I got boxes full of things I found out there.
Find any money?
Some. But I ain't looking for money, per se. More like those little accidents. The things people dropped that wasn't meant to be dropped.
Like what?
Well, since you ask, little lady, I find magazines, Articles of clothing. A lot goes on under them bleachers. Last night I found a lady's watch.
What do you do with all that stuff?
Collect it, look at it, study it. The way I see it, everything tells a story. Just got to connect the dots. Call it a fascination if you want, but that's what I do. Connect dots. Hey, before we go further, I ought to introduce myself. I'm Ogden.
Amy.
Chad.
Pleased to meet you. Where are y'all headed?
San Francisco.
Dang, serious? You got a ways to go. Don't mind my asking, but how long you been out here? I mean, the hitchhiking.
3 days. We started in a... Know where Mingo is?
Iowa.
That's right. You've heard of Mingo?
Passed through there a long time ago. I remember Mingo.
Well, Amy and I, we're through with that place. We're heading west.
Why?
Well, I don't know what you remember. Ogden, was it? But there ain't much in Mingo besides corn, soybeans, and pigs. Big employer was the correctional facility until it shut down. Nothing there now. Not a damn thing.
Tell me about it. So, you and the girl are on the road.
We started out Tuesday. Made pretty good time till we left the interstate.
And you're going to San Francisco. Wow. I had an uncle did that. Uncle Jimmy. Back in the 60s. Real character. Smoked dope, wore beads. I saw some pictures. Old black and whites. Hair down to his shoulders. Stoned out of his gourd, dancing in the street with some hippie chick. old Uncle Jimmy.
He's staying in California?
I don't know for sure. Don't even know if he's alive.
Sir, the sign for Cedarville. You just passed it.
Well, look at that. She talks. I decided to take you two a little further. That suits you okay, honey?
Well, don't go out of your way. I mean, please don't. Anywhere along here would be fine.
What, you going to turn down a free ride? Thought I'd take you two down the road a piece. Hell, I ain't got nothing better to do. Besides, it's a nice morning for a ride in the country.
Thanks.
We thank you.
Well, that's more like it. Now settle back, relax, enjoy the ride. Think of me as your chauffeur. Anyone feel like a beer? There's cold ones in that bag on the floor. I'd offer pot, but I don't smoke.
Beer? You kidding me?
I don't drink and drive, if that's what you're thinking. Just offering. Being friendly, that's all.
Thanks, but I'll pass.
Fine. How about her? Maybe she wants one. You like a nice cold beer back there?
Chad?
Please, she doesn't drink.
Because she's a good girl, right? Oh, how many times have I heard that one? Question is, my friend, if she's such a good girl, why then is she out here on the side of the road hitchhiking? That's what I want to know.
We're out here because we...
Mind letting the lady talk for herself? I detect some control issues here. All right, don't talk then. We'll just drive down this road, go where we're going. Anyone ever tell you two that hitchhiking, especially in this day and age, is dangerous? This ain't like the 60s. A lot of kooks out there. I'm going to be honest with you. When I seen the two of you aside the road, I'm thinking something bad's going to happen to them sooner or later.
Okay. There is risk, for sure. We know that. Accept it, even. But most people are okay. We've met some great folks, haven't we, Amy?
Really nice people.
Oh, I bet you have. But sooner or later... Well, it's like playing roulette. You spin that wheel enough times and, well, stuff happens. You read about it all the time. Guy takes his girl somewhere he shouldn't. Next thing you know, a stranger shows up, does something to the guy. Maybe kills him, maybe he don't. But he goes after the girl every time. That's simply the way of things. And really, who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
Yeah, that's right. Who's to blame? We're talking human nature. Pretty lady like this Amy here, she's a magnet for trouble. Nice looking magnet, by the way.
Pull over. We appreciate the ride, but we would like to get out. Now. You hear me, Ogden? Pull over.
No. Don't pull over. Keep going.
Amy?
That's what I said. Keep driving.
Well, I'll be damned. You tell me, honey. Like I said, I'm your chauffeur. Where you want to go?
Up there, just ahead. The wide spot. Turn around there.
Okay, sure. Whatever your little heart desires.
Amy, what's going on?
This perv is taking us back to Cedarville.
The hell?
You, douchebag, are turning around and taking us back to Cedarville.
Yeah, you bet I am.
Where you're going to treat us to a big country-style breakfast, and then you're going to drive for us. West. I haven't decided how far yet.
Up your pretty little stovepipe.
You need to talk a little louder.
Say again.
Louder, Ogden. Look in the rear view. Know what this is?
Cell phone.
Try smartphone. Amazing piece of technology. Has apps up the wazoo. Pinpoint location of sender, voice recognition, live feed, the works. Right now, everything you say goes straight to my Facebook page. All 2,112 of my friends. You're a star, Ogden. The whole world knows we got a ride from a jerk who calls himself Ogden and drives a blue Ford Fiesta with a busted mirror on the left side and a rear window plastered with smiley face stickers. Thing is, I got a special request from a whole bunch of people. Talk louder.
Well, you little bitch.
Watch yourself there, Ogden Edelson. Or would you prefer I call you 677? Ooh, that got a rise out of him. You see that, Chad?
How the hell?
See, I've got this friend back home named Liz, and she's pretty good at connecting the dots, too. On a hunch, she thought there might be some connection between you and the town of Mingo. I mean, who goes there? Nobody, right? And Ogden. Well, that's kind of an unusual name. So she Googles it. And guess who pops up? Ogden Edelson, number 677, inmate at Mingo Correctional Facility, 1994 to 1998.
Hey, there's no need. Yeah, let's go get that breakfast, huh? My treat. You two like scrambled? Little misunderstanding here, that's all. I never intended to...
Shut up and drive.
That was Shut Up and Drive by Jim Dowling. The cast included Terry Orwig as Amy, Keith Rose as Chad, and John Welsh as Ogden. Technical production for both plays was provided by our technical director, Lily Dubois.
We just happened to have in the studio Carla Jackson, who wrote Moraine Creek. And Carla, before you take off, I have a question for you. What was it like to see your play done on radio?
It was really cool. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought the actors were great, and it was exciting.
Oh, that's great. Great to hear. Hope to maybe do some more, something else from you in the future. That would be nice.
I hope so, and I'll get the members of my writing group to maybe do some scripts as well.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And if any of you other local writers want to hear your own work performed on the radio, we would like to see it. Scratched Up Radio Theater is always looking for new and original material. Send your script to kkrn.org or call 604-9802. Or just call and let us know that you are listening and how you like our Scratched Up presentations. KKRN Community Radio depends on contributions from listeners like yourselves. If you want to help keep our fine programming on the air, please consider a donation to KKRN either through our website, kkrn.org. Press the donate button. Or send us a check at KKRN, Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or call 337-1101 for more information if you are interested. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Thank you for listening.